Chapter 14. Noor Inayat Khan, 1914 to 1944, Moscow, Russia. In 1914, in Moscow, Russia, a baby called Noor was born. In her father's family in the past, there were Indian kings. Her mother was an American poet. Noor's parents were Sufis. They believed in peace and love. But in 1914, Russia, the First World War was beginning. The family had to leave Russia and find a new home. Noor's life started again in Paris, France. She was a quiet child. She grew older and she studied a lot. She even wrote a book of children's stories about living in peace. But Noor was a young woman now, and the world was not at peace. It was May 1940, and the German army was coming to Paris. Noor's home was not safe, and the family had to leave again. This time, Britain became their home. France and Britain were fighting together against Germany. Noor wanted to help France and Britain win the war, but she did not want to fight. She learned to use a radio to send messages. One day, some British spies came to her and said, "We need someone to go to France and help us. We need to spy on the German army. How many men do they have in France? What are they going to do next? You speak French and you know Paris very well. We need you, but it's dangerous. If the Germans find you, they'll kill you. We can't protect you. Is this something you want to do?" She learned to use a radio to send messages. Noor said yes. She did lots of special training and she learned secret ways to talk on the radio. By 1943, she was ready and she travelled back to France. There were 5 spies working with her. But in just a few weeks, the Germans caught the other people in her group. The British wanted Noor to come home, but she said, "No, let me stay. I can keep doing the work for everyone. I don't need a team." So Noor stayed, and in the next few months, she sent many messages to London. She also helped the French to fight secretly against the Germans and helped British soldiers to travel home safely. Being so close to the Germans was dangerous, but Noor was quick and clever. One day, she was having a problem with her radio and a German soldier saw her. "What are you doing?" he said. "Oh, just listening to music," said Noor with a smile. "I'll help you," said the soldier. And 30 minutes later, Noor was sending secret messages to London. Noor was working with a man called Ontelm. He fell in love with her. Another woman liked Ontelm too, so she sold Noor's address to the Germans. They caught Noor and put her in prison. They wanted Noor to tell them all her secrets. They hurt her very badly, but she did not tell them anything. One day, Noor found a way to get out of the prison. She took some other prisoners with her, but the Germans caught them again, and now prison was even worse for Noor. The Germans kept her in chains and away from other prisoners. She did not see anyone, but still, Noor did not tell them anything. After a few weeks, they sent Noor to a prison in Dachau in Germany. There, on the 13th of September 1944, they killed her. She was 30 years old. There is a story that the last word she said was Liberté, the French word for freedom. Interesting fact. The French people still remember Noor's bravery. Every year, on Bastille Day, a special day in France, a band plays music outside Noor's old home in Paris.